If you're a fan of cars and you watch Richard Hammond's workshop, which comes from the fantastic facility they've got at Rotherwus in Hereford, then you'll be well aware that Neil Greenhouse is very much a master craftsman of his trade. Are you not, Neil? Because Neil's with us this morning. Yeah. Hi, how you doing?
Good morning. Nice to meet you.
And you. So how did it all come about? Because originally, Neil, you were running the tram inn, weren't you?
That's right, tram inn garage. I was there for 26 years.
Yeah.
That was the main garage that I was working at when I met Richard Hammond, yeah.
Yeah. And Richard said, you're the kind of person I need. I want to start up a new workshop in Hereford. How did that conversation go?
Well, actually, it started off about 2015. We did some work for a client of ours, which was on some Reliant Robin vehicles, but I didn't realise we're linked to Richard Hammond and some of his former work colleagues. Anyway, we just did the normal job that we did, and we do our best, and I think Richard saw one of the cars because he was connected to it. Mm. Next thing, I got a phone call. Would I be interested in working on one of his cars, which was a little Porsche 911?
Yeah.
And I can remember the day he pulled up at the garage, and then you've got this global superstar, and you're thinking, oh, you know, how are we going to cope with this? And to be honest, I was pleasantly surprised how nice and mild and quiet and what a car nut he is. So. Mm. That's how that came about, the first meeting. We did the work on his little Porsche, which was a small job. And I think what really happened, he was testing us, giving us a little job to see how good it was. And then he gave us a bigger job. We ended up then painting his 1959 Bentley Series 1, which we ended up painting that, which he was, you know, thankfully very pleased, you know, for us to do. Then he gave us another job to do, which was a Jaguar. So we just basically built up a customer base with him and just talking to him. But then it became more friendly. You know, he would come down on a Saturday or a Friday and we'd have Fish and Chip Friday and we would just sit there and just talk cars, literally cars.
Mm.
So that's how it came about. Obviously, we progressed and done more and more cars.
Mm.
Unfortunately, like I said, I was at Tram Inn Garage for 26 years. Had a very good business and we were always busy. My real passion was classic cars. Mm. We used to do classic cars, but it wasn't our full-time job, and that was really my passion. It's Richard's passion as well. And unfortunately, my then landlord passed away, and we had to vacate the premises, not immediately, but within sort of 12 months.
Yeah.
And that's how it came about, talking to Richard, and I said, well, I don't think I'm going to be able to carry on doing your cars, Richard, because I've got nowhere to work from. And then he came back to me and said, well, hey, do you fancy going into business?
Mm.
And you can do these cars and we'll do it together, because he's always wanted to have a classic car business. And I thought, well, I did think about it. I didn't, you know, you would think you would just jump into it and say yes, but I didn't. I wouldn't have thought about it. And the main stipulation was, I said, I can do it and I will do it as long as my dog can come.
Mm.
So me and Ellie and Anthony all ended up working with Richard Hammond restoring cars.
And what's Ellie like with the spanner?
Ellie was very good. She's passed away now, bless her, but she was my main mechanic.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was the main security mainly, but but no, she was a very good garage dog, yeah.
Yeah. So you're working with Richard, of course. We're now on to filming of series 4 of the workshop. And do you get recognised when you go shopping now in the middle of Hereford?
I do get recognised, funny enough. Not that often. I do get asked for the occasional autograph. That's mainly by delivery drivers. but you, it does, yeah, it's funny because I don't see it as, it's hard to explain really, but I don't see it as like people would say stardom or something like that. It's, I'm just doing my cars, and people always strike up a conversation about cars. And it's amazing what what people remember, and the cars really are about memories.
Mm.
And, you know, I've had people come up to me and, you know, example, one lady was talking to me one day in a shop and she said, oh, I used to have an Hillman Imp, you know, and it's just all these memories of these old cars and people, oh, my auntie had an Hillman Imp, or they had an Audi Estate or whatever it is, you know, but a lot of things in life are linked to cars and memories.
Yeah, you're definitely a very passionate man about it. We're going to talk about recruitment because you're a bit snowed under with work, aren't you?
Well, yeah, the thing is, when we started the garage, Richard sold his car collection and he was committed, you know, he really, and that is, you know, he put his neck on the chopping block, so to speak, and he sold his classic car collection to fund the garage. And at first, yeah, it did have its moments where it was, you know, we wondered, have we done the right thing? But thankfully, yes, we have. And and things are now really picking up. We're very, very, very busy. And we just haven't got enough staff to fulfil what we need to do.
OK, well, we're going to talk more about the recruitment, how you could possibly be working with Neil at the Smallest Cog after your favourite song.
Yeah, my favourite song, yeah.
I thought we'll do a request. So you fancy a bit of this, which the computer decided it was going to try and play a little early. Neil said, can we have some Dire Straits? So here's Salt and Sir Swing for him. You want to work at the Smallest Cog? Recruitment day? Details are next at Sunshine. Get a shiver in the dark, Songs of Swing, Dire Straits, especially for our special guest this morning. It's Neil Greenhouse from the Smallest Cog. You've seen him on Richard Hammond's workshop. And, you're recruiting. You need extra hands on board, don't you, really?
Oh, yes, definitely. That's the reason we're here today, because luckily, thankfully, we're very lucky to work on some really special cars. But we're struggling for staff, and we really need to get some experienced staff to give us a hand to you know, keep our customers happy.
Yeah. Now, you've got a manager installed now to help out as well.
Yeah, we've got a new manager called Jamie, who's has worked on classic cars, very, very capable man. But even then, you know, he's hands-on, he can do, Richard's hands-on even, you know, we can all do the work. And when things are tough, we all pull together and work. But even then, there's not enough staff there to do the work we need to do.
Yeah. So, what are you looking for on Saturday morning? Because the COG will be open on Saturday morning for people to come along with their CVs and their overalls. It's quite important, isn't it?
Yeah, quite important. 9:30 Saturday morning, if you're interested and you'd like to come and work with us. We're looking for experienced painters, fabricators and mechanics.
Yeah. That's all right, you're allowed to cough on the radio, that's okay. Have a little sip of the water. And it's experienced people, that's important, isn't it? People with experience, because this is quite specialised what you do anyway.
Yeah, at the moment, pardon me, at the moment we're looking for experienced people, but as we expand, we would be looking for apprentices.
Okay.
Because, excuse me.
Do you want me to play another song?
Yeah, it wouldn't be a bad idea.
All right, we'll play another song and then we'll come back and talk more to Neil.
Dying on me. You couldn't make it up.
All right. Hopefully Neil's all right now. He's had a couple of sweets. Bit of chewing gum. You're right now.
No, I feel fine now. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Right, we've got 2 minutes to the news. So people bring their CV and their overalls.
Yep.
And they go to the Smallest Cog. Now, if anybody doesn't know where the Smallest Cog is, please give us the address.
That is Unit 10C, Rodhurst Industrial Estate. Mm-hmm. And it's HR29FG.
Yeah, you can use your sat nav. That's
HR29FG.
9FG. Use your sat nav to find it. Rotherwest is quite a large rabbit warren of many, many, many businesses. Terrific trading area. You have to know roughly where to go, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. If you get stuck, if you follow the sat nav, it will get you there.
Yeah.
And I think there'll be quite a few people turning up. So just follow the tail back, and you'll be fine.
Are you going to put anybody to work on one of the classic cars just to test whether or not on a small corner that they're any good?
Well, yeah, we are actually. We're not actually going to let them loose on some of the cars there because some of the cars are very, very special and precious.
So,
but we have got some things that we would like to test people on if they're interested to. Get involved and get hands on, because that's what it's all about. It's about, you know, really want experienced people at the moment, but as things move on, once we get up to speed and get some more experienced people on board, we would be looking at taking on apprentices, because the whole point of the garage is to basically get new people involved, because old skills are dying out.
All right, Neil Greenhouse, if you want to know more about his work and how you could possibly be there for the recruitment day on Saturday, smallestcog.com is the website. 9:30, Smallest Cog, Rotherwest. Bring your overalls and your CV. Go and shake Neil's hand, and they'll be pleased to see you this Saturday. Right, news on the way next.